Welcome to episode 5, and today I'm with a longtime friend, former coworker, Ryan Oliver, and he's the senior director of Twitter Next. And Twitter Next would be the laboratory for marketers. Twitter Next has been used for brands like Wendy's, BT, and they really are focused on a single goal, which is to help brands create human-centric ideas we're talking about, and it's great to have you, Ryan.
Thank you, Jamie.
Man, it's great to have you and appreciate it. And give us the Twitter version of what Twitter Next is, because this is kind of like the Twitter version of a podcast, because it's maybe 5 minutes plus.
Yeah, so Twitter Next, we evolved from a team that was all about brand strategy, and we wound up wearing so many different hats, and so we rebranded as Twitter Next. And as you said, our purpose is to help brands create ideas worth talking about. And so the biggest advertisers on Twitter utilize our team to, you know, help educate us on their marketing objectives. And then we come with either a strategy and or a creative bent on things that they can do. So our team is made up of marketers, a lot of former advertising ad agency people.
They're not cynical at all.
Not cynical. No. They don't give me a hard time at all.
No quick one-liners.
They do. Yeah.
All listen.
We don't get away with anything. Let's just say that.
That wasn't in the brief.
Yeah. Exactly. But I love how, you know, we've really evolved the team, particularly in the last couple of years. And so we now have data scientists on the team. We have producers. We have technologists. So we're really able to work with the world's biggest and most respected brands and help them utilize Twitter as a way to achieve their marketing.
So, and, you know, so the analytics, let's take that, because I think we overlook that a lot. Like, here's everybody using Twitter. But the reality is you guys have that ability to understand what people are talking about right now.
That's right. Yeah.
And so then start to extrapolate that maybe into the future.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, everybody's always asking, like, what's the next Kale? You know, I mean, so can we use Twitter data to, like, project and use it as a crystal ball to figure out, you know, Twitter is about what's happening, as you said. And I think one of the things is it might not necessarily be for the future, but can we uncover a unique and interesting insight about what's underneath that conversation? And that's something that we do a lot of with brands. And so we want to go into a pitch, or we want to go in and talk with a brand and tell them something they didn't know about that conversation. So what's underneath?
And so, I mean, do you think if you had to fill in this line, okay, like, you know, I really wish more people, not brand people, wish more people use Twitter to, what do you think that is?
Yeah, so I might get in trouble for saying this, but I think we have not done a good job of making the platform easy to use for somebody who's coming for the first time. So there is a steep learning curve to Twitter that intimidates some, that drives some people away. They're not willing.
It's so simple, but yet
takes a while. It takes a while to get it, to build up, you know, followers. So we're actually doing some things on the product side that are exciting, that are help there. And I think that for the people where they get it, I wish that more people understood the power of what's happening right now, and that they were using Twitter to connect with what's interesting to them. Mm-hmm. Because whatever the answer is to that question, Twitter has content, it has experts, it has entertainment on whatever that topic is.
And that idea that you can sift through the sort of sensational, like, you know, people just haters or whatever you want to say, to find your group.
Yes. And brand safety is something that is our number one priority at Twitter. And we've done a very good job, actually, over the last couple of years of making some improvements there. Still work to do, for sure. But you also see a lot of good happening on Twitter, which, yeah, I think sometimes doesn't get as recognized. And there have been some fantastic examples of that. And particularly in this time, and that goes for people recognizing others that, you know, that, that's also brands taking part of that conversation, not for advertising purposes, but just to help their communities, because that's something that people are really looking to brands to be able to help with. They're expecting it.
Yeah, I saw that. And so I was in one of the things is like 23% of the people are making a consumer choice because of their cultural impact.
Yeah, relevant.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
And so that ability to understand that and then to be in that conversation is there for businesses and brands and individuals, for all of us. We can benefit from it if we just don't go down the rabbit hole of finding some crazy stuff.
Yeah. You know, and I think they're out there for sure. But I think if you're looking for feel good stories, those are there. If you're looking for information about what's happening, that's there too. And
what do you think the great storytelling on Twitter? I mean, maybe in some ways I like to kind of explore that, is that it's all about this brand voice. And you guys are really, seems like you're really focused around helping the brand sort of figure out how to take that voice that they may have done in other like controlled media, like advertising. Like, I know it's 30 seconds and I know it. And then, but now in that format, once you put it there, it can be misinterpreted. And so understanding that brand voice is unique. Do you think that's the key to that great storytelling?
I think it's key to the conversational nature for sure. And that can also be great for your storytelling at the same time. But I think that because Twitter's real time, then it needs to be able to cross both of those areas. So, you know, everybody talks about Wendy's and how great Wendy's is. Well, not every brand can be snarky and be funny and be, you know, like that's not necessarily who they need to be.
Oh my God, I love that nug. Oh,
yeah. if Home Depot was saying stuff like that, you know, people might not really get it. So I think the thing that I like to encourage a brand, the way to really sort of simplify this, is if your brand was a celebrity and they were talking on Twitter, who would the celebrity be? You know, and Jack Nicholson's not going to be out there using a bunch of emojis and a bunch of, like, you know, winky faces and stuff. If that's who you think your brand needs to sound like, then make sure that that's how your tweets are.
Fauci's would be
Brad Pitt, which that was amazing.
And you get all that. I mean, that's kind of like, those are those inflection points for you or for the platform that you sort of see these, you know, learnings, I guess.
Yeah. It's been fascinating. I mean, we get to see those things. You kind of know when you see something, when it's going to blow up. And we obviously keep an eye on too, like ways that our clients could potentially get involved in those conversations, try to get ahead of them. So yeah, it's been a really fun and interesting ride.
So two great follows that you personally cannot live without.
Right now, I think Rex Chapman is somebody that who would think that Rex Chapman, this guy who, you know, played basketball at Kentucky when I was a kid, you know, played in the NBA. He is amazing on Twitter. I mean, he was fiery for sure. But if you want to find good content and you want to see things that are entertaining at this time, like he's tweeted out some things that are actually really touching.
Okay.
He's somebody that is.
I didn't know we were going to give Rex Chapman a plug today.
Well, you know, I mean, he's pretty good.
Yeah, and then one more.
Shea Serrano. So I think that's a popular one that a lot of people I work with would probably give me shit for, you know, stating the obvious, but he's great. I mean, he's a great writer, but he also helps people, gives away money to people. I mean, and is not afraid to call certain people out that need to be called out. So it's, I think the combination of those two. I mean, those two follows are people that are entertaining, but also will add a little bit of brightness to your day.
All right. Ryan Oliver, thank you.
Thanks for having me. That was fun. I hope it was everything you wanted it to be.
Thank you to Ryan Oliver for spending 5 minutes with us. That was great. And you can follow Ryan on Twitter at RYNO, at Rhino. And also a special thanks to my producer, Caleb Holland, and everyone for joining us. And until next time, thanks for being with us.